Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Many people, enemies, think that they won't be back for the next day, or the next day, or the next weekend. Think about that. But first, I would like to say thank you to all of my listeners, all of my followers. Thank you so much. And thank you to those snoopers. You know what you can do. I will not say that because nothing will let me say that. Nothing will let me go there. Now, let's kick it off. What do we talk about first? We have real talk. Oh, digging that ditch. I mentioned it last week. There's many people digging ditches. Okay, well, we have some that have fallen in them. They're defeated. And now, anger is coming. There's no need to be angry because you did this yourself. And it's going to be about a 4 foot to a 6 foot ditch. You know what I mean. See, when you do wrong, you get wrongness back to you. You're supposed to treat people the way that you want to be treated. But when you go along and pick apart, talk, gossip, and do dirty, underhanded things, then you get it back unto you. It's already done back to you. So, yes, and that's a part of voodoo and all magic. And this is my, I want to say something right here. This is my episode, and I talk about what I want to talk about. Now, those of you that don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. But I do get to the point. I do give out conjure tips, safe ones. So sit back and enjoy the ride. But those of you that like it, be amazed. You will every time. I send out many messages. I sent out one when I first came on air this evening. Now let's talk. Let's talk about kids. See, this is my major subject now. All of you school officials that claim that you are in the system to protect the children, the 60% of you are liars. Those of you that are teachers. Now, school officials and teachers are different. Teachers, because you love children. 70% of you are liars. See, what the teachers do is bring their personal, their personal business to school. And it's on your mind, and you take it out on the kids. Well, what do you think is going to happen to you? That is a millstone around your neck. It doesn't matter what position you have. When you mess with God's children, we are all God's children. But our little one, that's age 0 through 21, our little one, that is a millstone around your neck, and you will get punished for it. Do you know that allowing other children to bully a child can result in a lawsuit? We have come this far in our world to try to get some justice for some of the things that happen to our children. There are days when you hear children killing themselves, teenagers killing themselves, because they were being bullied and nobody did anything about it. Children skipping school didn't even want to go learn because they were being bullied. It's not right. And the teacher sit back and laugh at it. Teacher sit back and not do anything when the child comes to them and tell them what's going on. Bullying hurts. Bullying is something that's not to be tolerated. Teachers, you might be in danger. You might have some parents that know a little, you know, a little bit more than you do. They might make a move, and then, oops, all of a sudden you won't be in the school. You lost your job. Oops, you might be in the hospital. And worst of all, walking that last green mile. That's right. There's conjure for such things. And then, God, the first of all, God may sit you down. But I tell you what, think twice before you take your personal stuff to school. And to the teachers who's paying children off with candy and food to pick at a certain child, your days has ended. I bet by the end of this week, you won't be doing it no more. I bet you. Because personally, if it's one of mine, which I don't have any, but if it was one of mine, you'd be gone. You would have been gone yesteryear. That is a tough subject, a hard subject for me. No, to ensure your child's safety, keeping them safe at night. Yes, the Bible has a lot to do with conjure too. Psalm 91, you have infants, toddlers. Open that Bible to Psalm 91. Read it and then lay it beside them. It doesn't have to be in the bed. It could be on the table or whatever, as long as it's near them and protects them. Children are very vulnerable when it comes to witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, demonology, Satanism, Haitian voodoo. I can go down the list. They're very vulnerable because they can actually get into something that will ruin them. As they get older, they have more bad luck. More bad luck comes to them. All because of stupid, trifling adults. Now, let's get to something else. Death. Okay, you put your wicked seed out there. You're picking at people. You're going all into the yard. I speak about going into somebody's yard all the time. Okay, you keep going and going and going, causing strife to a family. But then you can't carry that wicked seed yourself. You get somebody else to do it. I hope that you know what I am talking about. You get somebody else to do this for you. Well, something happened. This person died. Uh-oh. They're dead and gone, and then you're out there yelling and crying and hooping and hollering. Okay, the majority of you, all of you on that side, it's Satan. The caskets you have carried into your house, it's filled up. One of them, the other one is about to be filled up because you did wickedness. Look at the rest home. I see the rest home. Look at the rest home. Some of them are in there naturally, but some are not. Some are in there because of their wickedness. It's wickedness. Some of them are in there because somebody got smart and found out what they were doing. That's why they're in the rest home. With illnesses, that's not really there. You did your wickedness, okay. Oh, the innocent woke up and got you back. Think. I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm not trying to be mean, but that's what it is. The wages of sin is death. You can't expect goodness when you're doing wickedness. You'll never prosper. You might think you're flying high for one or two days, and then everything is going to drop. Let's talk about the other side. The other one's just trying to take the right direction and do the right thing. Do you know when you turn your life over to God, it's not your battle no more. We have many battles. But when you turn your life over, it's not your battle. That's God's battle. Oh, it's a lot that you're going to see when you turn your life over. It's a lot you're going to see when you're trying to turn your life over to God. Oh, as my enemies come to eat upon my flesh, they fail and stumble. You don't know what a person knows, who they know, what they can do, or who they serve. You're talking about people getting in church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know whether the person's thinking or not. You don't know. So who are you to talk? They say someone's faking, and you're probably going back, doing drugs, prostituting, shacking up, whatever. Let's keep it real, because this is some real stuff. Now, talking about church, let me tell you something. I did not mention holy hyssop. That is one of God's herbs, and it is in the Bible. If anybody wants to call me up on it, they can. There's a bath that you draw with the tea of it, and you get in that bath, and you ask forgiveness for your sins. You want a clean slate. You claim Jesus. And your slate is white clean. Oh, you didn't think it was any conjure of that sort, did you? Just by one alone. See, I've always mentioned frankincense and myrrh. Frankincense, yes, it's a holy herb. Myrrh, it's a holy herb. Frankincense can be used for good or evil, and that's to strengthen. Myrrh by itself, if it is burned, it will intoxicate you. So a frankincense. And I hope there is not a drug addict listening saying to go get some frankincense and myrrh. Go get some frankincense and myrrh and burn it and get drunk. Don't do that because you're going to get punished. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Okay. Let's go on into the show. Because I have spent half of it talking about this. All right. I talked about snow. Now let's talk about our water. War water is easy to make. War water can bring strife among a family, a group of people, a bunch of houses together. War water is made very easily, but there's a trick to it, and you have to talk to your worker about that. I want to tell you about war water. After you use war water, you have to come back, and you have to cleanse, because if you don't cleanse after you use it, the same thing is going to happen to you that you want to happen to somebody else. Easily said. Excuse me, my throat is a little dry, and I'm drinking brisk. Fruit punch. I explain everything I do because I know how people gossip. And now I was talking about using that war water. Indian clear water used with other material and work from your worker protects you from the law, along with two other thing, just two. One is be put in the doorway, and the other is to be put in the yard, which brings me to Red Devil Eye. Red Devil Eye is supposed to be a protection from the law. Now, not only people that are in trouble Use this. People that just don't want to be tied up with the law, use this. They want protection because they know how this world is. You know, during my episode, I know that there's a world out there that's capable of anything. But once you get its magic and conjure, that is the most dangerous thing to do. People need to think first before they act because you don't know what you're doing. Now we fight, get up. Fight again, get up. Okay, and this, there's a fight. You're being attacked and you clear. Oh, you're attacked again and you clear. Third time, three strikes you're out. Third time you're attacked and you clear. And know what I hear sometimes? Send it back. And really, I think it should be sent back in the first place. You hear what I say? Attack, clear. Attack, clear. Because they're going to keep on attacking, attacking, attacking. If you're living in somebody's house and you get ready to do something to go somewhere, and you're sick, you can't move, you got a headache, you just don't feel like doing anything, you better believe that is something being done so that you can't move. I'm bringing this up because of a special person. Something being done, the reason you can't move. But you get some advice. You know a worker, and you talk to them, and they tell you, well, if I do this, and you go back and you feel better, then you know what's wrong. The minute it's done, you decide to go back and nothing is wrong with you, then your eyes should be open. Keep watching your clothes, your shoes, your hair, everything. People, you can be voodoo. Witchcraft worked on you by any part of your body, anything that comes off of your body, even a cigarette butt can be used because you've had your lips on it. More than likely, your saliva is on it. See, this is what I was talking about, to give you the warning of things that can hurt you. But I've seen a lot during my time in this kind of work. People trying to bring others' finances down, get their lights cut off, get their water cut off. Don't you know that you're going to lose more than they lost? They're coming up in victory. You don't know if they have somebody working for them or not. And what, 1 to 2 days, I say in 12 to 24 hours, they're back on top again. They got their stuff straight. But that enemy is going to begin to see more problems. Now, I'm just talking today. I'm not giving out too much, and I'm not giving out too little. But what I have said so far is valuable, very valuable. I do not speak to offend anyone. I do not speak to be funny. What comes out of my mouth is real. I will not keep it closed for anyone. Now, let's speak about yellow dock. Since we're talking about those herbs, yellow dock oil, yellow dock herb, oh, yellow dock incense. And which that would be hard to find, but it is so very easy to make. All you need is the herb. It needs to be powdered up, but you need to get a plain powdered incense. Plain powdered incense and mix it. And a special incantation has to be said over this.
And then it has to be set back. You can't just jump in and use these things and burn or either use in the wash. Yellow dots will burn you money. But you need to talk to your worker about the other piece that you need. Now, we need to start talking about where voodoo actually began. We need to talk about how witchcraft comes to take place. All right, witchcraft. It's in the Bible. So where did it take place? In the Holy Lands by the evil people. Okay, voodoo, which is not in exactly in the same category. People say West Africa. Yes, West Africa was one of the places, but there's another. See, you need to educate yourself. I've been looking at a lot of posts online, and things that I've seen, some of it is false. Do you think that one place, only one place knew about this? No. It was several. But it started voodoo in two places. Yes, the second one was West Africa. See, everybody have their antennas up. But when it comes to the brain, the engine is not running. You're not thinking. We all have many forms of magic. But no, everybody is ignorant on how it started. And as for workers, when you think about them, you wonder, how did they do this? How did they do that? You're born into it. You are born into it. You have that gift. That's not anything that you can develop. We've always been this way, especially a family full of people that does this work. Oh, come on. Sometimes, yes, it does skip a generation. That's because that person was not meant to be. And then sometimes they have a little bump along the way because they got jealous family members. But the family members can come to them and ask them, how can they get money? How can they, oh, we have money hungry people around. How can we do this? How can we do that? But they get back and talk about us. Yes, we have that problem too. I see we're stronger than those people because they're money hungry. For a person to have a worker as a good friend, it's a privilege, it's a gift, and it's something not to take advantage of. As for me, I don't like to be lied to. I like for people to be straight with me because I'm going to be straight with them. And I'm going to help them better than I would help myself. I'm going to pray for them more than I would pray for myself. They come first because you got lives in your hands. They're supposed to come first. That's right next to God. And you would think that we do not pray. Yes, we do. We are the heaviest prayer. You don't know what bloodlines we have running through us. It's all in our blood. And I claim every bit of mine. Every bit of it. And I love the people that I help. I love the people that I console. See, not only do I do this work, I take time with my people, and I help them. I talk to them. I talk to them when they're down. I talk to them when they're angry. And it makes a difference. Everybody works different, like I said before. But I love to keep the lines of communication open. And let them know they do have a true friend out here, even though the enemy is trying to take their life, take their home, take children, everything that they have. And getting back to this, sometimes you have to go through what you're going through to get to where you need to be. And that's not just for clients. That's everybody. You have to go through something to get to where you need to be. I want everybody to do something this evening. I want you to get that Bible and read Psalm 27. Just read it. And you'll see why I spoke this way today during this episode. That's Psalm 27. You know, speaking about seeds again, there's a seed that can cause destruction. And I'm not going to say what it is because I may have wicked people listening in waiting for something that's going to start destruction. Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday or Thursday night, I think it's going to be Thursday this time, I will be hosting a different show. I have come to that conclusion. I've been saying it for a long time, and I changed my mind on it because I didn't think that I was ready for it, but I am ready for it. I am different than I was last year. I am different than I was 6 months ago. I am different than I was 3 months ago. I'm different than I was earlier this week. Or I have fire in me, and I feel that there's much more that I can speak on that will help everybody. That's what I'm here to do, is speak and help everybody. Let's talk just a minute for the church. I know that we love praise dancing. I know that, I mean, it's beautiful if it's done the right way. But people, when you're doing praise dance, please have on decent clothes. Yes. Please don't bend over towards the preacher, his wife sitting right there. Please don't be shaking your big old floppy boobs up in the deep space. Because you're doing nothing but making a spectacle of yourself and you're being talked about. And God does not see that it's pretty. Yes, we have that. I've seen it for myself. They think they're being cute, but they're not. Lottie, Lottie, I had to mention that. Stop doing that. There's a man out there, you're trying to get their attention. Oh, you shaking that groove thing to the gospel music. And my advice is just please stop before you embarrass yourself or somebody go and do some conjure on you. You got them sitting out there that will do it. Now, I'm coming to a conclusion. I hope that everyone has gotten a lot from this show today. I hope that you thought about what I said last week. I hope today's show, it's in your mind, and you can listen to it over and over again. It's in your mind all through the week. Carry it with you. All of you. You know, there's a lot going on, and you can't squeeze it all into 30 minutes. But I hope that your weekend is blessed, and your week is even more blessed. And to the ones that I love, that have truly stuck there with me. Beautiful, my beautiful mother, I love you so much, and you don't know what a blessing you are to me. I love you all. Good night.